Blog Talk Radio. Most definitely thank you, and I appreciate you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and listening in, and those of you that have been guest co-hosts from the beginning, from my friend Big Mike. Well, Big Mike is not so big anymore. You know, we had an opportunity to spend a lot of time together when I was in Dallas for New Year's Eve weekend. Mike has dropped pounds. And I'm like, Mike, what caused you to drop pounds? Because you look great. And he was like, not a diet that I recommend. It's called divorce. You know, because, and then, you know, some of us pack on the pounds when we're going through emotional situations, breakups and divorces and all that. But Mike was like, divorce is not something that I, you know, recommend to people. But he said, that was my diet of going through a divorce in the past few years. And I'm like, wow. But he it looked great. I posted a picture of him. But thank you to Mike, which was a part of the show from the beginning. Remember, he loved to impersonate different voices from Jesse Jackson. And we would always talk about NCAA basketball, Final Four games. Those of you that have been listening to the show since the beginning, back in March 21st, 2011. And those of you that are new listeners, you can listen to each and every show from the very beginning, from the premiere of March 21st, 2011 to present day, to today's show. Broadcast archive shows are available immediately after the live broadcast. So, like, if you catch the end, because it happens to me sometimes, because I have a lot of fave blog talk radio shows, and sometimes I catch a show at the end, or I can't listen entirely, and so I catch the replay. I know a lot of my listeners that I chat with in the chat room, especially if the live streaming stops, would say, well, I'm going to catch that. They would tell me. And I love feedback right there because that tells me a lot. Hey, I'll catch the archive show. Or if they don't have time to listen to the entire show, they're like, well, Beth, I'm going to listen to the archive show. And I really dig feedback like that. But Valentine's Day is not far. Mardi Gras celebrations are happening. And those of you that are celebrating Mardi Gras, happy Mardi Gras season to you. Big happy birthday to someone who's very important to me. I'm very important to him and mutually. And it's good when you have, like, mutual care for a person professionally, personally, both. And that is Mr. Dustin Trapp Coven. Happy 27th birthday to Trapp. 2013 is going to be an amazing year. Trap. And so big shout out to he and his friends. So because we're having fun on his birthday today. He might call in. It'll be a surprise if he calls in, but it'll be good if he calls in so we can wish him a happy birthday. But I'm going to be leaving the switchboard in a few so I can talk about other birthdays also. Happy belated birthday also to one of my favorite entertainers of all time, and it's Bobby Brown. Yesterday was his birthday, and I think there's a few other friends that I know who've had birthdays. I think Chris Burtfield. Who else? There's another celebrity who celebrated a birthday, if not yesterday, today. Maybe when I look at celebrity birthdays, my memory would be fresh. But happy birthday to all of my Facebook friends and online friends and real-life friends. And if you're celebrating anniversaries and those of you that are preparing to propose for Valentine's Day, you know, be motivated and do it. You know, when I watch The Bachelor, I love that proposal moment, the big broadcast sponsored by Jared's, I believe, on Monday nights. It's so cute. And Good Morning America is another good morning show, which I love to see when they do those surprise appearances by loved ones or surprise proposals. And so, again, I am broadcasting from, I love taking a lot of notes, but I don't have a lot of notes in front of me right now. Big shout out to the Mark community also. It's not too late for you all to let Mark be a part of your Valentine gift idea shopping. Also, you can visit meetmark.com and also visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams. With purchases of $50 or more, you do get free shipment. But again, visit slumberpartiesbybelindafoster.com, and you will see all the fun things that she also has to offer. And let's see, at her website. And the webinar, the purpose of her webinar is to talk about the career opportunities and the the company Slumber Parties by Belinda is celebrating 20 years in the business. And so I'm sure in her webinar she will be providing, really going into depth to the information that she shares here when she comes on to the show. Now, the music that I have access to on my playlist are El DeBarge songs. So some of you might wonder, well, why should I be playing El DeBarge? But from my Touch Android phone, for some reason on my switchboard, I can't scroll down the way I would like to. So here's Breakfast in Bed, because I know some of you are in bed, especially in the U.S. And my friends in the across seas, if you're in bed, well, in the afternoon or evening time, I guess you have a good reason to be. So enjoy his Breakfast in Bed by El DeBarge.
Sugar, you sweet with a cold gay smile, trending on Twitter, pound fine, she wild. Together we can talk good in town. Pick you right, like to take you out. Chill with the crib, don't take you down. Start with a movie and chill on the couch. Keep on flirting, I'ma step to the mail. Let you know what I'm all about. How is it, baby, that you so damn fine? Take this picture, let's take our time. You wanna be free, I'm first in line. Now move to the room with them candle lights. Rub your back, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheets, you get me high. Give it so good, you scratch and bite. I'ma need good here just to make this right. To the sunrise, hot sex on a cold morning. I end it like my name prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets, undercover bride. Looking like a model, sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. The messy swag in a phone call. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting west by the ocean, best by devotion. Tested by most men, adored by the women. And I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them.
Commissioner of the State of Mississippi is on. And I know I've been watching news stories all week. I just want to mention this because I know a lot of my friends and listeners and business, and those of you that are that would like to have more events, have scheduled events here in Jackson, Mississippi, would like to know. But she's talking about the DC National Rodeo, which is beginning also this week. But so we have this big major DC National Rodeo here in Jackson annually, and it's kicking off this week. But also she has been on the news talking about a plan to upgrade the Mississippi Coliseum in Jackson, Mississippi, and her vision looks amazing from what I've seen on television regarding including suites and all that good stuff. And, you know, when arenas and coliseums upgrade, that really attracts more events and more conferences and conventions and all that good stuff. So that's a good thing, huh? Oh, really, it is. But, oh, man, did you all see Jimmy Kimmel Live last night? Bradley Cooper, amazing, amazing. Yes, 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 yes. And then Anita Baker on there. I was guest the night before. Super excited. Can't wait for the Oscars on February 24th. But before that, the Grammys on Sunday on CBS will be televised on the 10th. And Prince news, many of you probably have already heard, Prince will be appearing at the Grammys. Yes. He will be presenting at the Grammys on Sunday night. And also, you know, Billboard will be honoring Prince on May the 19th, live in Las Vegas, broadcast on 16, on ABC, I mean. So Prince is gracing the cover of the current Billboard. And there is those of you that love, like, in-depth interviews, as an in-depth interview, and he's sharing all, you know, information from his management, his new management, to those, his publicists. And, of course, you know, you've been hearing me talk about his the new Prince website. And also he has that information also within that article. The new website is 20PR1NC3.com. You know, that's it. And I love checking it out. So last time I checked, well, it was like yesterday morning, and there were a few videos, like a couple of his videos, and a video of Andy Allo, one of his proteges, and very talented lady. And she's a native of San Francisco. And let's see. What am I going to say? Oh, you know, because we talked about he had taped a few videos this past weekend and had a blast with the paid extras after the video shoots by presenting a concert. So that was good news. I was sharing some info with you all. And if I'm not mistaken, Seth Everett and Dr. Funkenberry will be Spreecasting tonight. So if you haven't created a profile for Spreecast, please do. Lewis Howes turned me on to Spreecasting last February when he hosted one of his an amazing Spreecast party promoting one of his books, webinar books. And that is just so amazing. Like, and speaking of webinars, Belinda's first webinar. But those of you that are embarking on webinars or want your webinars to be more effective, I must tell you, Lewis Howes is a person that you should definitely network with. He and his partner, Sean Malarkey, most definitely visit his website at lewishowes.com regarding webinars. I hope to host a webinar real, real soon. I had talked about hosting a webinar to talk about the show here at Blog Talk Radio back last year. But you guys, do you not love the new look of Blog Talk Radio? I think it is amazing. Kudos and congratulations to the staffers and the founders that and those that designed the new look, because it is amazing, most definitely. Here's another one by El DeBarge Jr. Thank you. Thinking about like some of my favorite love songs, and I have favorite love songs from different genres, R&B, even hip hop. Remember LL Cool J's "I Need Love," and country and jazz. Oh, love songs, and nobody fails when it comes to the late great Luther Vandross. Oh my God, I'm just sitting there thinking. I mean, your game is really on. You have some pretty awesome music on your romance playlist. we're talking about romantic and Valentine's gift ideas and stuff. Again, those of you that love listening to Belinda Bostic, she will be with us on Monday. And talking about, you know, the gifts for those of us that are 18 and above. And you know, today's show is pretty much geared to the 18 and over audience. But I have loved Valentine's Day since I was a little munchkin. And I talk about that a lot also. And yesterday on my Facebook page I said, even though I do not have a love of my own, a romantic love of my own, it doesn't stop me from loving and celebrating Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day has been one of my favorite Valentine's Day. My worst Valentine's Day was when my grandmother passed away back when I was like 5 or 6 years old. That was my saddest Valentine's Day as a little girl, because I got news that my grandmother, my beloved grandmother, had passed away on Valentine's Day. But I'm looking at, as a little kid, I used to love bringing happies to school for everybody at school. Teachers, you know, faculty, cafeteria workers, janitors, my students, my friends. I loved, you know, putting happies together and taking to my teachers and all that good stuff. So I'm looking at an article from Mother Nature Network from Arthur Gene Savage, author of Green Parenting Books and blogs about raising eco-friendly kids. And so these are some good advice for the entire family and those of you with kids. I don't have any kids, but I love kids. But it just takes me back to my days of loving Valentine's Day when in school. And these are good gift ideas for those of adults of us. So big shout out to the Olga School, to the everyone at Olga School, where I will be a future esthetician student real soon in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Big shout out to Arlington location. But here we go. She writes that 10 Valentine's Day gift ideas for school. Need to make Valentine's for the whole class. Here are 10 great ideas for Valentine's gifts that kids can make for all of their classmates. And to be honest, these are cool for the adults, you know, if you're going to put that adult appeal to it. I mean, to me, even for the office, take happies to your cohort. Valentine's Day is here, right around the corner, but there's still plenty of time for your kids to make their own gifts for classmates if they're interested. And so she shares, here are 10 great ideas for school, yet quick and easy Valentine's that kids can make by the dozen. And I know a lot of adults are listening, so these I'm sharing these tips with you that I am checking out that you can share. Tissue paper flowers. These beautiful flowers are easy and inexpensive to create, and they make a great alternative to the traditional candy heart Valentine. Kids can tie a little note on the stem of each one, wishing their classmates a happy Valentine's Day, and they are good to go. Stash a few together, and they'll have a gorgeous bouquet for their favorite teacher. And you can do it for your favorite coworker or your favorite boss. Really, just make it more adult-oriented. You know what I'm saying? Cupid's arrows. I found this cute idea on Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Shout out to those of you that network with me on Pinterest. If you're not following me, what are you waiting for? Follow me at Pinterest.com. Culture Shock Beth, KULTRESHOKBETH. And while I didn't come with instructions, you can click the link to see a bigger photo, which is more or less explanatory. So you can visit this website so you can do all that. Red Garland, Big Red Gum, and Sugar Hearts all held together with a white skewer or straw. Easy peasy. And then there's another tip, Colorful Valentine's. She found another one with Crayola crown box. Again, there are no instructions, but she thinks that it's even easier to figure out than the arrows. Just tape or glue, colorful note to front. So she gets a Crayola box and write and puts a note, have a colorful Valentine's Day, and wraps it with a string. And, you know, that's just a fun idea for especially students. Share with one another. Decorate a little, if you wish, and Viola, instant Valentine's is so much more useful and fun than a bag of candy. And those that love handing out handies to loved ones and friends and cohorts and all that good stuff, you know, it's good to stay innovative and creative. That's the purpose of happies. May the force be with you. Got a few Star Wars fans on your Valentine gift list? These cool May the Force Be With You Valentine's from Cinnaberry Sweet. Looks super easy to make. You just need to print out the image and add a fun glow stick bracelet. Obi-Wan would approve. And then there's Valentine's Day Trail Mix. I know adults will even like this. This homemade trail mix from a spicy perspective is the perfect alternative for kids who want to get a snack, but not necessarily one that's loaded with sugar. I was just talking about that on Monday about sugar. Mix up the snack foods of your choice and divvy up into snack-sized baggies. Then add a cute little note that the one in the pick are let kids make their own. Then there's the fortune cookie love note. Now, I think this is a cool one for adults, too. This craft from Design Wash Rinse Repeat looks fancy and complicated by these fortune cookie love notes actually come together in a flash. Just cut out 4-inch circles from your favorite Valentine paper, fold according to instructions, and insert a cute little note. Oh, that's awesome. And then there's the Don't Ever Change coins. I love this cute Valentine idea from Jacqueline Murphy. Just fill a little baggie with chocolate coins and attach a sweet Don't Go Changing kind of note. This is great for kids who want to do something other than the usual hearts and flowers for Valentine's Day. And then there's the Toy Soldier Valentine. Here's another great idea from Jacqueline Murphy for kids who just can't fight that feeling anymore. There are these fun Toy Soldier Valentines that come together with nothing more than a little soldier and a heart-shaped Valentine note. Your kids will no doubt have a blast playing with these Valentines as they make them. Speaking of Valentines, last year my dear friend Morris Mills and I were each other's Valentines. But all of my listeners, all of my own and offline friends, if you don't mind, I consider all of you my Valentines. And those of you that consider me your Valentines, thank you. Love rocks. There is no end to the creative ways that your kids could design these love rocks Valentines. The instructions show a stamped message on the back and a favorite design Mod Podge to the front. These are certainly beautiful, but you could also use paint, crayon, or colored pencils to write your message or create your design. And the best part is that each one will make a unique gift for a friend. Oh, and so those are just cool. And then there are pictures of other Valentines, like the You Rule Valentines. Speaking of unique Valentines, these gifts from Thompson and Spring. I hope you all visit these websites that I'm sharing from this blog. Are sure to be a hit with all of your child's classmates. And honestly, some of these ideas are good for adults. You can print out the message for a sleep look or let your child write his or her own message to make the Valentine's more personal. And being personal is always a good thing, right? And there's another article on here, and it's unrelated to Valentine's Day, but there's an article about Beyonce's 60-pound weight loss secret. But again, these 10 Valentine's Day gift ideas come from Jean Savage, Savedge, in case you just want to Google her name. She's author of Green Parenting Books, blogs about raising eco-friendly kids. And I'm checking out Mother Nature Network. That's the source that I am getting the tips that I am sharing with you right now. So we're going to talk about some more Valentine tips and ideas also. Last time I broadcast live, it was about it was a 45-minute show from 5:30 to 6:15, but I'll probably do an hour this morning because I want to talk about some more tips. And I'm not looking at my switchboard now, but I had not received no one had called in, but I'll check before I conclude the show and all that good stuff. But let's see. But it's been so many amazing things happening, huh? And, you know, sending prayers to all of you listeners. And, you know, because we all need prayer. We all need that support. Big shout-out to Facebook friends that I've had good conversations with. A fellow Mark girl last night, Audrey, she and I had a very good dialogue on Facebook last night in regards to not letting anyone stop you from doing positive things in your life and all that good stuff. So it's good to that's what Facebook and other social networking sites are all about. And it's about being there for one another and effectively networking with one another. But big shout out to my fellow Mark girl, Audrey, for the amazing combo that we had shared with one another. Let's see. So I love to share information from askmen.com. And before sharing the 10 Valentine's Day gift ideas for school, I was checking out some ideas from askmen.com also. So askmen.com, my God. I love askmen.com. And askmen.com, Valentine's Day gift ideas. What you guys, and, you know, ladies, it's good for us to peep in and read magazines. Like, I've always loved GQ. And, you know, I love my, of course, I magazines, Cosmopolitan, Vogue, and all that, but because I've always loved working in retail and being a designer and designing clothing for men and women. And that's another thing I'm looking forward to, finally launching my clothing lines, especially just lounge and unisex PJs and loungewear. And really, when I started designing just lounging, it really was just for men. And then as I designed more and as I talked more and as I researched more, I was like, I started designing more compatible lines. So I can't wait to design, like, new designs and finally get some pieces and samples and everything produced so I can market and sell and shop them around, you know what I'm saying? But back to askmen.com, Valentine's Day gift ideas. What you need to know, lingerie is a tricky but rewarding gift. Do your research on which pieces would suit your woman, guys. Women love to be pampered, so at-home spa gear is a great to-go purchase. Most definitely, that's why I recommend you guys to shop at My Mark Boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. Women love beauty products, and you guys, a lot of guys love beauty products, like to take care of their personal grooming. Chocolate is the official source of nutrition on Valentine's Day. High thread count sheets are considered a luxury, not a necessity, which is exactly why they make the most perfect Valentine's Day gift. Oh, my God, yes, just, oh, yes. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and the clock is ticking. What on earth are you going to get her? Get her the right gift, and she'll know she's the apple of your eye. Screw it up, and you'll be spending your time together trying to prove that you're not a total boob. If you're stuck, we've got ideas for you. This is what AskMen.com is saying. The timeless list of bound-to-please gifts will have her swooning. Chocolate. Chocolate is the standard V-Day gift. It's easy to see why. It's rich, creamy, and delicio. So, not to mention it's an aphrodisiac. That's a good topic. That is something that Belinda and I should talk about too in the near future. Aphrodisiacs. Maybe we'll talk about, include that in our conversation on Monday, the discussion of aphrodisiacs. You know, last time we talked about pheromones, but aphrodisiacs. There's a reason chocolate is the candy of love and Sour Patch Kids aren't. But not all chocolates are created equal. Skip the drugstore variety and go for a high-end chocolate like Godiva and how do you pronounce it? Lenanita or Torshare. With cocoa content at 70%, the designer creations are much more decadent than your average chocolate. If that's still a little too traditional for you, try chocolate body paint. Centrus makes three different yummy flavors, including mint chocolate, white chocolate macadamia, and chocolate raspberry. White macadamia, oh, my God, my longtime friend, former boss with Mary Go-Round, she loved macadamia nuts, and so I bet she would love that. Then there's for fragrance. Perfume can be super tricky, as every woman has a different preference when it comes to smells. Regardless, if you snag her something you think smells delicious, then she'll likely enjoy it as well. Try Curve Appeal by Elizabeth Arden. It is a heady, sexy mix of mandarin, violet, apple, nectarine, jasmine, iris, amber, sandalwood, and vanilla. You'll want to smell her all night. And then there's Fancy Sheets. High thread count sheets are considered a luxury, not necessity, which is exactly why they make the most perfect Valentine's Day gift. Every woman wants to be pampered. True that. They might seem a bit fancy, but once the two of you crawl underneath the covers, yummy, that's a good feeling. You'll realize why they're worth every penny. Plus, this is a gift that gives back. With sheets like these, she'll never want to go get out of bed, look for Egyptian cotton in at least an 800 thread count. And then there's lingerie. Speaking of gifts that give back, lingerie is another one that benefits you as much as it does her. Since you probably have no idea how bras are sized, your best bet is to sneak a peek at one of hers when she's not looking. The tag is usually located in the back strap. If you would rather not worry about her cup size, you can get her a teddy or slip, since those come in much easier to God size, like small, medium, and large, if you want to go kitschy. Okay, and then it's trashy lingerie. Has tons of Valentine's Day options to choose from if you'd rather go classy. Agent Provocateur never fails to impress. And, you know, there's Victoria's Secrets, and then, you know, there's upscale, then there's economical brands, you know. Flowers. Flowers are a natural choice for your lady love on Valentine's Day and a pretty safe bet when all else fails. Unlike other gifts, flowers are appropriate, whether you've been dating her for one day or a year, and there are no calories involved. Stick to the classics like roses, or if she's not a traditionalist, go for something exotic like lilies or orchids. FTD has all your needs covered, and it can deliver to her home or office. At-home spa goodies. Put together a spa experience by getting her everything she needs to create a spa at home. And that's what I was just saying. Engage her sense of romance. I also, Evita have awesome products also, you guys. You can visit online and or go to the nearest Evita Institute or the nearest Evita store in your local mall. And also, of course, those of you in Texas, visit Ogle School also. Engage your sense of romance with scented diptyque candles, clean by Bath and Body Works, and throw in a loofah, body lotion, and bubble bath. Oh, man, when I was in Dallas, I swung by Bath and Body Works in Northport Center and picked up some amazing items. Arrange it in a basket, and voila, you have a home spa kit, a luxurious edition. Try sugar bath like she cubes. The cubes foam into a froth of soapy bubbles by releasing a citrusy, sweet scent. And then there's sexy body products. Set the mood for love with sexy products that pamper her body and arouse her. Kama Sutra. It's known for the sheer variety of kits and products that serve as the ultimate in foreplay. Gift set, anything named Kama Sutra didn't fail, right? That's another topic we should be talking about in the future also. Gift sets like the Weekender Kit and Strawberries and Champagne Treasure Trove would get her treasure trove hot and bothered. Or try Lust Dust Body Powder. This delicious lickable powder would make it that much more easy to lick her hot bod. And then there's a massage, the perfect end to a romantic evening. A sexy rub down. The Rub Me Massage Bar melts easily into the skin, creating a smooth, creamy base for massage. If you find arms to be too messy, this is perfect. If your massage skills aren't up to par, give her a real spa massage. The atmosphere will allow her to truly relax, while a professional's touch will help ease her tension-filled muscles. I definitely need one of those. Look on Yelp or Spa Finder for top spas in your area. So I'm going to share this article right quick, tweeting it out and putting it on Facebook. Right quick. Okay. Just putting this out here right quick. Big shout out to Empress Dallas and Eye Candy Productions, Martin's Bar, Jennifer Backley. I'm just looking at some of my Facebook friends who are doing their thing this morning, networking. Tweeting this article out now right quick. And remember, visit Flama Parties by Belinda Bostic. And, of course, mymarchstore.com, Bethany Williams. For Valentine's ideas, and then if you look at life, look at every day as a Valentine's Day, definitely sites to visit. But yeah, Belinda and I, we're gonna have fun with you guys. You guys call us too on Monday. I should have my internet back up also on my computer where I can really multitask, and because I'm not in the chat room right now, since I'm talking into one Android and maneuvering from the switchboard and online. For my touch. So I'm not in the chat room, and I'm sure some friends are in the chat room wanting to talk. Let's see. I'm gonna share some info from Belinda's website. I wanted to share some information from her current newsletter. I think it is on her website because I received her current little newsletter on Tuesday, and she had a lot to share. But I'm checking out Belinda's story. Here's her slumber story. But here's a little information from her website. My book and specials. Are you ready for the ultimate ladies' night? Get your girlfriends together and get ready to spoil with goodies. As my fabulous hostess, you never pay full price for anything, and you'll earn a free shopping spree based on party sales. A free gift from Belinda from 15 to 30% off of your wish list. Automatic VIP status for additional savings. Book your free slumber party today with Belinda. This is one party you don't want to miss. You can call Belinda. When you visit the website, check out her number, and also you can email her and become her Facebook friend also. But her slumber party goes like this. Welcome to the slumber party, Belinda. Are you overdue for some girl time? Is your relationship getting dull? I'm here to help. Slumber parties is for women only. That means no babies, no kids, no boyfriends, no husbands. Women need time for themselves, and slumber parties make that happen. All the single ladies will get a fabulous night out with the girls, and those of us who are married, and especially those with kiddos, will get the freedom from the house that seems to engulf us as wives and mothers. This is not a Tupperware party. I don't sell makeup either. This is all about you and your main squeeze. Slumber party's goal is to educate women about themselves and their partner and presenting them with opportunity to shop for adult products in a fun, safe, and comfortable environment. Our products include essential body oils and lotions, sexy lingerie, novelty items, and toys for the bedroom are top of the line. You're not a hostess, you're a goddess. Love what you see, went to shop online, and then book a party to get your goodies for free. Not sure you're ready to host a party? When you shop online, it's confidential and always secure. Your goodies will be delivered right to your door in plain packaging. Want to get paid to party? Become a consultant and start earning an extra $1,000 a month by having the time of your life. I love hearing Belinda's story. Become a consultant at the top of this page to learn more. That's when you visit the website. You can easily just click to get information. If you're looking for something in particular and have questions or want to book a party, please contact Belinda at Slumber Parties by Belinda at yahoo.com, okay? And you can also call her at 832-876-9953, okay? Amazing website. And it's all about working for yourself. Start your business. A slumber party consultant, you can earn free exotic vacations and monthly car bonus, jewelry prizes, awards, and so much more. Let's see. I like to see what are the top items. So check out the top items that are hot right now. I told Belinda I would talk about the most popular items on the website. But it's almost time to wind down the show this morning. Have about 10 more minutes. And again, happy, happy birthday to Trap. We found each other during the holiday season, right after Thanksgiving. So again, happy birthday to you, Trap, and everybody else who's celebrating birthdays. Have fun. Oh, let's see. And happy Mardi Gras to everyone. We love Mardi Gras down here. There are a lot of Mardi Gras parades happening, especially on the coast. Okay. I'm looking at the top sellers list. Slumber Parties offers a wide variety of romance enhanced. And please, those of you online and in the Jackson area, check out my place, this Nikki Roundtree business, just because. like her Facebook page and also check her out, Nikki Roundtree. She has a Just Because page. And you can check out her information on her Facebook page. And if you're in the Jackson area, stop by her store located on North State Street also. And they do deliver. So check out some fun gift ideas also from Nikki. You know, she have novelty products and bake awesome cakes and just have a lot of things. I haven't visited the store in a while, so I need to stop by myself to see what's going on because she's doing major big things. Salama Police offers a wide variety of romance-enhancing lotions, lingerie, massage aids, novelty games, and all that good stuff. And some of the categories are tease and please, spice it up, relax to the max, enhance the romance, gray means red, rage, bedroom accessories, and party goods. Rage, I know, are like products for men. Right now, the number one top seller is Stress Away. And it's in the category of relax to the max. And it's going for $14. And the description of it is an effortlessly glide away the knots and tension from aching muscles with two sets of fears and a solid design to stress away. The massager glides smoothly over the body. Try with any of our massage lotions to add the intensity of your massage. And, you know, Belinda always stressed the importance of using a lubricant, you know. She talks about that, so I'm stressing it also because she says that's like one of the that is an item that she definitely recommends and is a top seller. Then there's the bedroom accessories. Number two, Chubby G falls under the bedroom accessories category, and it goes to 27. And the description is the soft, sensuous, waterproof, multi-speed G-spot vibe. It's ribbed and packed with pleasure. It is designed to hit the G-spot and has a ring around the base to add sensation for the clitoris, or clitoris, whatever you call it. I call it clitoris. You control the speeds at the base, and it is quite powerful. Waterproof also. So, you know, like getting your thing on in the tub. Then, you know, you don't have to worry about it. It's waterproof. That's number three. Number two is Just Like Me, unflavored, which falls in the Spice It Up category. And it goes for $18. And then there are compatible aids, Slip and Slide, and Ultimate Beaver. So I'm talking about like the top five. Time in a Bottle. Those are like the top five right there, top sellers, with Belinda Bostic. So visit her. Salamaparties.com is the website, but to really visit Belinda's website, Salamaparties.com. And she'll be with us on Monday. Also, she'll be promoting her webinar. And also, I'll let you all know about Alatino Brown because he has some big plans, and he wants to introduce he creates apps, and so he wants to introduce a Google Plus app that he has where the listeners of the show can tune in from their Android phones and smartphones and all that good stuff. So I need to get with him so we can really, his vision and my vision both can come alive and really get his supporters and my supporters all together on the same page, and we just effectively network like just ain't nobody's business. Most definitely. I am hungry. I have not eaten. of breakfast, and I am hungry. I'm going back to the gym today. Yay! I'm returning to the gym. I hadn't worked out since right before Thanksgiving. Well, I worked out in the day. I went to the gym at the Doubletree Inn, at Doubletree Hotel by Hilton. I mean, Inn, where I get in from, Double, because we have Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Jackson. Doubletree Hotel by Hilton. At Campbell Center. Big shout out to them. Thank you so much for just making my New Year's Eve week just marvelous, my work and vacate. But I worked out at their gym, but I'm returning back to gym workouts today. Look, I need to get on the elliptical machine. You know, I exercise daily. I walk a lot. But, you know, there are you need to get on that elliptical, and I need to do cardio and all that good stuff. There's just some exercises. Unless you have a home gym, there's just some exercises where you have to hit those target areas. Y'all know what I'm talking about, and so on. And I can't wait to also get to Dallas also and work out with Ace Boogie and Randy. A big shout-out to LeBear Dallas and all the LeBears that I network with, LeBear Florida and LeBear Houston and all the other sexy guys that I network with and ladies that I network with, but you know, I have to shout out those sexy guys and Miguel, who works at LeBear Dallas, praying for him to feel better because he had been hospitalized recently. So praying for him to continue recuperating and feeling better. Also, so many of us have been under the weather for different reasons, or trying to prevent from getting under the weather. I have loved ones that we must take care of. So I am returning to gym workouts today. So I have to continue dropping these pounds and whittling this waistline, you know. Hourglass figure. You know, I'm one of those people, I know I feel so desperately need to gain weight. And my thing is to just become the fittest I've ever been, to be healthy, 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 to really take good care of my heart. And all that, in my entire body especially. But, yeah, I'm 44 years young, you know, and look youthful. It's important to feel youthful, and I do feel good. But, you know, we all need to tweak. Even those of us in the best of health, we have to continue to tweak and take care of ourselves, right? Yeah, right. But it's coming close to concluding the show, and I hope some of those tips have been helpful. And we'll talk about the history of Valentine's Day. Also, probably on Valentine's Day, talk about the history of Valentine's Day. And I love profiling, so we'll profile Valentine's Day. And looking forward to you all calling in and chatting. Again, big shout-out to Baltimore. And they had an amazing celebration regarding becoming the Super Bowl 47 champion. And all that good stuff. Wow. You know, I feel like when I'm talking with you and you all and I'm on air, I feel like I'm just talking to a bunch of, like, thousands of friends, and I could just go on and on. I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show. Remember, all my contact information is right here at blogtalkradio.com. You can link up to my a YouTube channel and Twitter and Facebook. And my information regarding my fan page is on there also. You might have to search it, but it'll pop up as soon as you search it. Culture Shock Entertainment Report. KULTRE Shock SHOK ENT Reports REPORTZ. Okay, whoa, tonight Nashville. I missed Nashville last Wednesday. I'm going to make it my business not to miss it tonight. I was in a deep slumber last Wednesday. I know, here comes too much information time. I was dealing with PMS, and I was asleep. I missed Nashville, and then I intended to take a nap Thursday night so I could watch Scandal, but then, surprisingly, Shark Tank, another fave of mine was on, so instead of taking a nap so I could watch Scandal, I watched Shark Tank, and what happened? When the Shark Tank went off, I fell asleep and slept throughout Scandal. But I'll make sure because I do not miss Nashville and Scandal this week. I love those shows. You know, I'm missing me some CSI Miami, but I am loving all these new shows also. Amazing, amazing, amazing shows. But again, I thank you. Instead of being a guest, you want to advertise. I love it if you advertise doing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You know, contact me, contact blogtalkradio.com, and advertise. Please do. I mean, really, your advertisement will really help me do what I need to do to produce a well-rounded show, because the show really is, after almost 2 years, still in developmental stages. And if you had told me it would have grown to be like this 2 years ago, I would have been like, what? Because 2 years ago, I was like, oh, my God, in little tears. Like, wow. What, you know, like, wow, what is, you know, what, I know what direction I should have been going in, but just didn't know, wow, what is happening. And then I knew that by producing this internet, amazing internet show, I knew it would make a difference. I didn't know it would make this much of a difference and have such amazing supporters and followers. And I really do thank you, because I'm very devoted to other internet radio shows here at blogtalkradio.com and other places. So I am really grateful and really appreciative and thankful, because you could spend other things doing, you could be doing other things. You know, because we all don't want to waste any time. So I thank you. I thank you for calling in and chatting and being a guest co-host and networking with me, sharing ideas, sharing feedback, sharing constructive criticism. And thank you, mainstream artists, independent artists, underground artists, those of you that work in corporate America, entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, struggling entrepreneurs, those of you going into second careers, those of you looking for jobs, those of you not looking for jobs, thank you for being supportive. I mean, there are people that, no, I'm not looking for a job. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to make it. And, you know, that's good. Those creative minds, thank you so much. I received an email for Guitar Center. I love Guitar Center. And Guitar Center this month are offering some amazing free workshops throughout this month. You know, there's a Pro Tools, some classes I've taken a couple times. And they have, like, a drum class happening. And, yes, they have a DJing workshop that's happening, like, every Wednesday at 7 and some others. So I just wanted to let you all know, visit your nearest Guitar Center in person or online and register to attend some of those amazing workshops. And, again, you know, we love celebrating St. Patrick's Day here in Jackson, but more than likely I would be settled in the Dallas come St. Patrick's Day. And I received an amazing email from Dallas Observer, one of my favorite longtime periodicals in Dallas, and House of Blues Dallas. Snoop Dogg will be the act participating in the St. Patrick's Day celebrations and performing at the House of Blues in Dallas. Also, you know, he's really a native of Mississippi. Also, Magnolia, Mississippi. You know, he rep in Long Beach, but he was born right here in Mississippi. So big shout out to he and his wife, and happy Valentine's Day to them. You know, Trap reminds me of a Snoop Dogg. To me, he's like he could be Snoop Dogg's brother from another mother. I know I say that a lot, but I'm telling the truth. Those of you that know him know what I'm talking about, and those of you that would get to know him will see what I'm talking about. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. And I began combining sports and the weekend edition, but I need to finish profiling the head coaches, NFL head coaches. So one like a broadcast on Friday to complete the profile of the NFL head coaches. And also talk about the Super Bowl and other things that are coming up. You know, it's time for the combine and the NFL season might be over, but NFL business is not over. And we can talk about some other sports. You know, a lot of sports stories going on. Lindsey Vonn was injured yesterday. And, you know, there had been a rumor that she and Tiger Woods are a couple. But what happened to the thing that Tiger was trying to get back with Elin a couple weeks ago? You know? But more than likely, I'll schedule a show for Friday. Hopefully, I have my adapter so I can really talk with you and chat with you in the chat room and all that good stuff and take your calls. I've been tweaking the schedule, and I was like, well, it's weekend edition can be a combination of Sports Friday edition and weekend edition. So I had started calling it last weekend Sports and Weekend Edition, you know, combining the topics and just running the show a little longer. But thank you for those of you that have sent your music in, and I'm adding new music to the playlist. And thank you, and looking forward to a lot of my music friends to being guests also in the near future. Also, some of my friends who are producers and work as production engineers are looking forward to being guests also to talk about the behind-the-scenes workings of the music industry and how they choose the clients that they work with. You know what I'm saying? So thank you again for your love and your support. You are appreciated. You have been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Report, okay? God bless. And wishing you and yours a happy Mardi Gras and a happy, happy, happy Valentine's Day. And a happy Black History Month, even though Black History is every day.
Tonight, cause you came to my house with no panties on. I took the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I ask, turn it over, girl, show me that ass. And let's boom, boom, boom. Ain't no way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Best thing you ever had. And your ex nigga so mad. My goodness, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out.